Well, while the rest of us were enjoying some overindulgence over Christmas and the new year, for some GAA players, it's been a period of hard training and abstinence ahead of major club finals in Camogie and hurling. Tomorrow, the women of Athenry in Galway and St Finbar's in Cork meet in the replayed Camogie All-Ireland Club Decider in Thurles. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been speaking to the players and the backroom team in one of those clubs to find out what training for an All-Ireland final over Christmas has meant.
Let's go, Daddy.
It's the hand, lads. Get it right. Let's go.
On a cold winter's morning, as many recover from the festive celebrations, on the pitches of St Mary's GAA club grounds, the Athenry senior Camogie panel are being put through their paces. A late point from the Galway side in December's All-Ireland senior club final forced a dramatic draw with St Finbar's of Cork, and a very different Christmas and New Year for the players. Despite training sessions on St Stephen's morning and New Year's Day, for Athenry captain and Galway player Dervla Higgins, the extended club campaign has had its positive points.
It's been good, to be fair. We've been training this morning. It's actually been nice. You know, a lot of girls, you'd have time off at work and college and that over the Christmas. So without Christmas Day and the day after, there's not much else to be doing. We've had other Christmases where it's been snow and ice and everything. So thankfully the weather has held up, but training's been going really well. And we're focused on the All-Ireland, I suppose, so we're not getting too distracted by what's going on outside of it. I'm sure we'll enjoy our January.
For team manager and former Galway hurler Joe Rabbit, the task of keeping his players motivated for a January rematch in Thurles called for a measured approach.
Yeah, look, at I suppose this is a bit of a battle at times, you know, but especially coming through the Christmas period. But look, at all the girls we have are kind of, they're very committed to the cause, and look, we didn't put any stop on their celebrations over Christmas, but we kind of knew that they were smart enough not to go over the top, you know. So look, at we all have to live, and life goes on, and we're looking forward to the final now.
Club stalwart and former All-Star Jessica Gill is one member of the squad who's had to balance the preparations for the replay with the demands of family life.
Do you know what? It's probably been a little bit easier for me because I have kids, and I suppose, you know, around Christmas, it's probably a little bit harder for the younger people that are, you know, want to be socialising and stuff. But I feel privileged, to be honest, to be training at this time of the year.
What did the kids make of Mommy being in the All-Ireland final now again?
Yeah, look, it was lovely. My oldest boy is nearly 12, and my second boy is nearly 7. So they really understand. And then I have a little girl that's 2. She wouldn't really understand. But the boys, look, it's been amazing. Like, my boys are very much involved in GAA. It's so nice for them, I suppose, to see me playing. I didn't think they would ever get to see me playing in Crow Park. So it has been brilliant. And it's, like, on a personal level, it's lovely.
Stay tracking, Clodagh. Clear out. Next group in.
Among those driving the All-Ireland preparations on the training pitch is none other than current Galway hurler Pádraig Mangan. His role in coaching the Athenry Camogie team has proved to be a learning opportunity for the seasoned player.
It's a huge experience for me as well. It's not something that I'm used to. Even just to see the likes of Triz, Maher, Jesse, like really experienced players, and then you have the girls right down to the girls playing minor or under 16. Like, it's just Camogie is I find it crazy that way. Like, because when I'd be playing, you'd never have that. Well, you obviously don't have lads playing when they're 16, but yeah, it's a huge experience for me. And it's like, obviously when you win with them, it makes it a lot more rewarding than that.
As they renew their bid for All-Ireland glory, one former teammate will be on the minds of many of the Athenry squad this weekend. 20-year-old Kate Moran, who had won 2 All-Ireland under-16 medals with Galway, died from a head injury sustained while playing a league game for her club in 2022. For Joe Rabbit, the impact of her loss on the team is ever present.
It's a thing that you'll never get over, but you'll try and kind of bring it with you. And I suppose that's where we are at the moment with Kate, is that, like, you know, we've retired the number 12 jersey, and Kate is never far away from our minds when you go out in the hurling field and the Camogie field. You know, all we can do is keep moving on and bring her with us as much as we can, and try and, I suppose, use her as an inspiration for us, because, you know, you can never, 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 ever forget the likes of her.
Whatever happens on Saturday, there will be a winner on the day with extra time, extra time and 45s possible to decide the outcome. When it comes to the calibre of the Cork opposition, the Athenry manager is under no illusions.
Finbars were always a team that were there for the last couple of years, so we've heard a bit about them, but we didn't know that much until we played them. And look, they're a fantastic team, and you know, they're very strong and very physical, and you know, like they have very, very dangerous forwards. And we I suppose would be the same. We would have forwards, and we'd have a good team as well. But they seem to be a bit more settled than us, you know.
So while it may have made for a quieter Christmas for both teams. For Athenry's two-time All-Star captain Dervla Higgins, a second shot at an All-Ireland club title has also made for a happy new year.
From my perspective, there's a little bit more energy in it now that we're in a replay of the All-Ireland. You know, a lot more people, I suppose, mightn't have been aware the game was on outside of the club that are buying into it and have heard about it. So, no, the momentum and the energy and everything, it's great. So we're really excited and looking forward to it.
Sally Ann Barrett with that report. And the replay of that Camogie Club final takes place at 5:15 p.m. on Saturday in Semple Stadium, Thurles, between Athenry and St Finbars.